Let's talk about it. Let's talk about tacos on the Colleen and Bradley Show. My Talk 107.1, My Taco 107.1. Okay, see what I did there? We stream live at mytalk1071.com and on the My Talk app. We are everything entertainment. I'm Colleen Lindstrom. That's Bradley Trainer.
Hi.
651-641-1071. Where can you find the best taco in the Twin Cities?
Where's your favorite taco?
Why are we asking people this, Bradley?
Thanks for asking. Well, I saw this tweet and I was like, oh, look, it's one of them lists again. Where they show the best and the most popular taco in each state.
And I'm so curious about this because I'm scared a little bit.
Why?
Well, because like I'm afraid it's going to say something like Taco John's or something. And I'm not, that's nothing against Taco John's.
Well, it's Taco Bell.
Is it really?
But I will say they're all... I mean, like...
They're all fast food tacos.
Mostly.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's like Taco Bell, Taco John's, Chipotle, Pollo Loco. I've never been to a Pollo Loco. Del Taco.
Oh, Del Taco is so
Taco
good.
John's, mm-hmm. I said that. Mm. Qdoba. Mm. Del Taco. Those are basically the only ones that are mentioned.
Those are the options.
Yeah.
Looks so, like the East Coast is heavily Taco Belled.
Yeah, and we're there in Taco Bell land. South Dakota, Minnesota, Missouri, Kentucky, and then most of the Eastern Seaboard, along with California and Nevada, say Taco Bell. And then Del Taco controls Florida, mm-hmm. parts of the Southwest, and the Washington, Oregon. I think they call that area the Northwest.
Yeah. The chip bar at a Del Taco...
So amazing.
There's all their salsas and oh.
I would like to lobby for a Del Taco in the Twin Cities.
There was one for a while in St. Louis Park and it's no longer there, but I used to go there regularly. It was awesome.
Okay, well, I just got introduced to Del Taco after, well, it was a couple of years ago after a trip to Palm Springs and I was like, why are we eating anything else?
Mm-hmm.
So that's tragic. I did not know that. 651-641-1071. Where can you get the best taco in the Twin Cities?
Let's talk about it.
Bradley, where's your favorite taco?
I think my favorite... Actually, you know what? It's a very easy answer.
He cannot remember.
It's on a Cedar and 40. And they also have one in St. Paul. You know where it is.
La Hacienda? No.
No. Cedar.
Uh-huh.
It's in our neighborhood.
Okay. Yeah, I'm working on
like
it.
40. Oh, man. Why is it not coming to my brain?
Like, I'm
next
now
to that
I'm
bar.
I'm blank right now.
You know that bar? There's like a neighborhood
Cedar
bar.
Cedar Inn.
And then it used to be Hamburguese is El Gordo.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, I've never been there.
Oh, you've never been
there? No.
What?
I've never
it's
been.
It's in your own backyard.
I know.
Hamburguese is El Gordo. Now, you may say to yourself, I hear the word hamburger in there.
Yeah, that's
which
why
I can highly.
I couldn't conjure it up.
Also recommend their hamburgers, but they do have a taco box, which if you're doing the takeout right now like we are, their taco box is real good,
mm.
As are their burgers, but I'm digging their tacos.
Hey, Grant, do we have any calls yet?
We do have some calls. I do want to get to Bonnie. She called in the break, and she said La Hacienda is her spot, and it's the Al Pastor is the taco that you should get. There's one on Lake Street, I believe. She said a Ridgedale, but La Hacienda was Bonnie's. And on line one, we have Megan on the phone.
Hi, Megan. Megan, where can you get the best taco in the Twin Cities?
This isn't going to do us a lot of good because it's one time a year. It's Chaska River City Days, which is the last weekend in July. And there's a Latin church based in Shakopee that has a taco stand.
Ooh.
And they're like, in the past, they've been like $2.50 a piece. And it's like right, so you go in and get like two or three of them. And then it's right across from like the beer and wine tent.
Oh, so you're like, you're all set.
Yeah, and they're legit.
Like
Mexican,
like real tacos.
Yeah, they're legit tacos. And so last year, because it Chaska River City Days didn't happen, it was much suffering all around.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I hope that this year you'll get your tacos.
I do too.
Thank you, Megan. Have
Thanks,
a great
Megan.
Day. 651-641-1071. Where can you get the best tacos in the Twin
Where
Cities?
Where is the best taco?
We've got Jessica on the line right now.
Hi, Jessica. Jessica, where can you get the best taco in the Twin Cities?
Hi. My favorite place is Gilberto's.
Where's that?
Where's Gilberto's?
There's one in Blaine, And there's one in St. Cloud, and it is so good.
Yeah?
It's what? Very comparable to Mexico, and it's actually fast food. They have a drive-through.
Oh! What's your favorite taco there?
I just get the chicken one. They have a couple different chicken ones, and I get the grilled.
Okay.
And they have the best salsas. Oh, my gosh. My mouth is watering.
Well, looks like you're going on a trip. Thank you, Jessica.
Thanks,
for
Jessica.
Your call. I gotta look that one up.
Quite a few options.
Yes, and
that is in Blaine, Minnesota.
Would you like to know mine?
I would, actually.
Pajarito.
Oh,
so yeah. I want to tell you this because this is important knowledge for people to have who are doing a lot of takeout right now.
Yeah,
Pajarito has two locations. One is in St. Paul on West 7th, and one is on like the 50th in France in the old Tejas, I believe.
In
Edina. Okay, by the way, it's been like six things since Tejas, but I always go back to Tejas. It's kind of like how people still call Dayton's Dayton's, even though it hasn't been Dayton's forever. Pajarito, what I wanted to say about Pajarito is one of the things you ask yourself when you go out and do takeout or curbside is like, will this actually travel well if I have like a little bit of a drive ahead of me, 10 minutes or more? And the answer to Pajarito is yes, it travels amazing. They're really good about how they pack it up and separate it so that you
it's
can
awesome.
Make your own.
I love that you brought that up because that is very crucial.
It sometimes is.
That's why you do want to go pick it up yourself because I just feel like delivery is not the same.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I will also say the benefit of curbside at Pajarito is you can also, it doesn't actually matter. You can get like their margarita mix. Mm-hmm. You have to supply your own tequila.
Yeah.
But you can get the margarita mix and it's fantastic.
We went to a place in your neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm just going to say it. We went to Casa Maria and they had great food.
Yes.
But they forgot my pina colada mix, which I wanted a virgin pina colada, but. No, poor me.
Well, somebody enjoyed it.
I know, exactly. But they did have great food. I did also want to say we've gotten some Twitter responses.
Oh, good.
And we do have some calls whenever you're ready.
Wonderful. Fabulous. Thank you.
See, you talk about tacos and people just want to talk about it.
The lines are lit up, so.
Andrew says, in case no one calls for it, Habanero Taco Grill on Lake Street. It's fantastic, and they do bowls. Liz says, best taco, lobster tacos at Depot Bar and Grill in Faribault.
Okay, that sounds really good.
I mean, lobster, sure, why not?
I'm in. Thank you. Okay, who do we have on the line?
We have Leanne, and I'm just going to jump mine in real quick because I want to support them.
Yes.
El Norteño. It's off of Lake Street right there in South Minneapolis. Mm-hmm. The family, the two moms, and the oh my gosh, greatest place if you get a chance, go check it out, El Norteño. And we have Leanne on the phone.
Perfect. Hi, Leanne. Where's the best taco in the Twin Cities?
Oh my gosh, I can't believe my mom was Queen of Bradley.
Oh, hi. I'm happy you're here, Leanne.
The best taco is Rusty Taco.
Oh, I've heard this one.
Oh, brisket, shrimp, chicken, any of them. They have breakfast tacos as well.
Mm.
Awesome.
This works for me.
Thank you, Leanne.
Brisket,
that's a really good. That's a really good suggestion. The other place I've heard, what you said, El Norteño, reminded me, is people say Sonora Grill's tacos are like amazing.
We just went to Sonora Grill, and I had the brisket. I told you about the brisket burrito.
Yeah.
That is going to change your life.
I am over here in my own world right now, guys. That sounds so good.
Because it's like the best brisket, and then it's a burrito.
So we did for my friend who loves tacos for her birthday. We did like a taco tour, and unfortunately, you really need a couple days to get a good taco tour in, and also you need an extra stomach because it's a lot.
Yeah.
But Sonora Grill was one of the ones we wanted to hit. We never got to, unfortunately.
It's worth
it. I still haven't eaten there, but I've heard such amazing things about it. Do we have one more call we can take, Grant?
Yeah, we got time for one more. I think Joanne is on the line.
Hi, Joanne. Joanne, what is the best taco in the Twin Cities?
Okay, so I haven't heard anyone say anything about birria tacos, which are it's usually beef. I think traditionally it's goat, but you typically will get beef. It's like slow cooked all day with chilies and all kinds of stuff. But the whole thing is that it's fried in the oil from the meat. Mm. So the tortillas are like super crispy. They're like corn tortillas. They're super crispy. And then you dip them in consomme. But there's a place, a taco truck. It's Wet Tacos. Sounds terrible, so I really don't enjoy the name. But Wet Tacos, they also are serving out of the St. Paul Saloon.
Okay.
Here in St. Paul.
Right.
They are amazing. They're like a crispy, super cheesy beef taco that you dip like a French dip.
Yummy.
What was the name of that first place that you told us about?
It's called Wet Tacos.
Okay. Got
it. It's like really popular right now, so there's several. There's like La Tejena is also really good. But they're mostly being done out of trucks.
All right.
Okay. Awesome. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
You guys, you know your tacos. Well, when we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, we are going to eat some kind of taco.
We are.
Because it's cheat day. And I'm not kidding. It's
from
a
Minnesota's
taco.
Minnesota's favorite taco place.
Yeah.
According to this study.
That's Taco Bell. We're going to eat it. We'll talk about it after this on My Talk 107.1. It's Friday, everybody, on the Colleen and Bradley Show, My Talk 107.1, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything Entertainment, Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer. And, you know, on Fridays, we put something in our mouth. We call it
Cheat Day.
Oh, you got it.
Cheat Day Taste Test.
Stick this in your mouth.
Oh, we're going to stick something in our mouth.
That's nasty.
So here's how I came up with this, because there's been a lot of talk this week about Taco Bell getting into the chicken sandwich wars, apparently.
So do we have the chicken sandwich?
No, we don't, because this Taco Bell chicken sandwich is going to be tested at select locations in Nashville and Charlotte starting on March 11th. But this is going to be like a fried chicken sandwich experience. But you know what? No. They're already trying to give us a chicken sandwich. Because on the Taco Bell menu, they have the Bacon Club Chalupa. And I said, Bradley, shall we try the Bacon Club Chalupa?
Yeah.
To which you said, yes.
Of course.
So can I be frank with you?
I'd rather you be taco.
This does not look like a chalupa.
No, it looks like a flatbread.
That's all it looks like.
Like, as I grew up saying in suburban Chicago, gyro.
It does not look, there's nothing remotely, can I also just say, there's nothing remotely Mexican about this.
No, it's like a chicken wrap.
It's literally, it's got grilled chicken, it's got bacon, it's got tomatoes and lettuce and some cheese.
On there?
Yeah. There, nothing about this.
Well, that doesn't mean it's not going to taste good.
Okay, well, get it in your mouth.
Okay.
I will also say we also went for the, what are these things called again? Nacho fries? Mm-hmm. Which we couldn't remember if we'd tried before. So we thought, well, none of you will know. We'll do it again if we did. Uh-oh. I see your face. No, I see your face. What do you think?
Well, I want to be kind. Talk. It's
why
not,
we paid for it.
It's like, true, we did pay for it.
We can say whatever we want.
It's not like, you know, we always say in my, or I should say my partner always says, it's not your mom's meatloaf, mm-hmm. or your grandma's meatloaf. No. It just tastes like if I needed to put some food in me, I'd be grateful for the opportunity to put that in my mouth. I don't know. If somebody gave it to me.
You said that really nicely.
No, it's not that good. The chicken.
I mean,
the chicken has a quality to it.
It is what it is, right? Like, it's not singing to me.
It's not my
favorite.
The Taco Bell experience is not happening. There's no Taco Bell here.
Yeah, I would never.
Like, if I gave this to you and said, where is this from? Like, which fast food restaurant put this together?
You know what? I would honestly, and this is nothing against this restaurant. But I would say Subway.
Oh.
Right?
I mean, I could see Subway, I could see McDonald's, I could see any of a half a dozen other places.
It's just not Taco Bell. That's the thing. So, like, when I get something that says Chalupa on it, I'm expecting...
I thought Chalupas were, like, a hard...
I thought there was something fried on that.
Yeah, isn't Chalupa crispy?
Grant?
Yes, I believe, yes, a Chalupa is regularly crispy.
They fry
Grant, will you
Chalupa.
Be our, will you know for us? Because we don't know.
I'm not a big Taco Bell. I like it, I just don't go very often. If I'm going to go to some, I'm getting Dirty Don's or something like that.
What's a Dirty Don's?
McDonald's. Like, I'll go classic. If I'm going to go down the route of a fast food place, I go that way. But maybe because it's been sitting around for a while, it's lost that crisp. That's the whole idea of, like, packaging it correctly so it doesn't get all... Mm-hmm. The moisture kind of doesn't accumulate there. That might have taken it away.
I mean,
no, this is not it, like if you saw this, Grant, it looks like a pita bread that came out, like, that you picked up at the grocery store.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
I'm not here for this. So, I mean, like, yeah, no, it's not bad. It's not Taco Bell. Like, again, if
there's nothing Taco Bell-y on there.
If you, I would eat it. But if you said to me, I got you this from Subway, I'd be like, oh, that's good. But because I know it's from Taco Bell and I know what they're capable of, this is like C work. And I expect more A work from Taco Bell.
I love that. You gave a grade to Taco Bell.
True.
That's awesome. Uh-huh.
Can you do me a favor?
I'll do anything for you.
And put one of them nacho fries in your mouth.
Okay.
With the sauce.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Because the fries themselves look kind of normal.
Mm-hmm.
They don't look very... What?
I mean, I don't know. It tastes like a stadium. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like I'm watching a game. The nacho cheese tastes like the nacho cheese that you are going to get out of a squirt machine. And the French fries...
I don't
fries,
even know that that's what I would think.
It might have been canned.
It has kind of a bitter...
It might have been canned. I don't know. It's... I mean...
Taco Bell, you guys... I think you've done
C-work.
A lot
this
better.
Is C-work.
This is not your best work.
You know me. I love
really
Taco
sad.
Bell.
What did I say when we ordered? She doesn't remember because she doesn't listen to me.
That is untrue.
I'm totally kidding. Some days.
You don't even know what you said.
What did I want?
I don't remember.
I was really excited for Taco Bell, and I said I wish they had chili cheese burritos, but they don't.
Oh, well, yes. That's.
I get excited for Taco Bell.
I can't talk about that. I'm grieving.
But this does not excite me, and it makes me sad.
I don't like the direction they're going in. They're going south, and I don't mean that in a good way.
What do you mean, they're going south?
I mean, like, they got rid of the chili cheese burrito. They got rid of it. It's gone. Bye-bye. They got rid of my Cholitos. This is, like, not even...
I didn't even see a Mexi Melt on there.
I'm telling you, they got rid of it.
Did you see the new format? There's one in Minnesota now, I think.
What is it?
Go, oh, shoot. I thought I had put it up here. But if you guys don't know what I'm talking about, there was just an article, and our good friend Brooklyn Park is going to have the first of its kind. Take a look at this Taco Bell concept. It's here, Cheat Day.
Okay. Oh, here it is. Here it is.
Tell me what you think that looks like.
I've seen this before. I know.
Okay, hold, please.
It's awesome.
Is it?
I mean, it looks unique. I think it's unique.
Okay.
I don't think it's a great...
Well, it's unique for a Taco Bell. Let's put it that way.
Oh, it looks like a bank.
Right?
Yes.
Yes.
Like, right. Uh-huh.
Do you guys remember that McDonald's in Edina that used to send your food through the little bank teller thing?
Yeah, I'm here for that.
I think that's what's going
to
happen.
I don't want to see... I don't want to have to talk to people. Just give me the food. Bye.
Bye.
Well,
this
good.
Is going to make it a lot easier to shame eat. Thank you.
Yes, exactly.
When we come back, we've got some celebrities behaving bad. We're going to tell you about them after this on My Talk 107.1. Thank you, Grant. I'm sorry about the ghosts in our machines.
Right? They just keep playing buttons on
me. It happens to Holly, too. Just FYI.
Thank you.
She said she was going to make sure it happened to you while she was gone.
She said, I'm going to rig this thing
make
so
me
that
sweat
it
a little bit.
Throws Grant off.
She's like, oh, how was everything while I was gone?
Excellent. This is the Colleen and Bradley Show on My Talk 107.1. Streaming live at MyTalk107.1.com. Everything Entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Hi.
And you know what?
What?
We got some celebrities behaving badly. We call them...
D-Bag.
Presenting Lord and Lady Douchebag of the Day.
Oh, Piers Morgan.
Piers Morgan?
I mean, you knew he was going to have something to say about this, right? That Hasbro has changed just the marketing. They changed the packaging of the Potato Head products.
Yeah.
Potatoes, which are a vegetable.
It's actually not even a potato. It's a piece of plastic
that's shaped oddly like kind of a potato.
Supposed to make you think of a potato.
Right. That has like little eyes and
bug
ears
eyes
and noses
lips.
And shoes and whatnot. They're just changing the marketing. They're changing the packaging so that it's just Potato Head. It's not Mr. Potato Head. It's not Mrs. Potato Head. It's more of a gender neutral thing. And understandably, as predicted, Piers Morgan is very upset by this. Actually, a lot of the world is apparently quite upset by this.
I was going to say, don't take away other people's thunder.
Yeah, sorry. There's a lot of loud people who are very upset by this. And I would love to get into all the reasons why this is, like, people need to calm the you-know-what down. But Piers Morgan wrote the following. Who was actually offended by Mr. Potato Head being male? I want names. These woke imbeciles are destroying the world. Okay. Are they destroying the world, or are they making the world a better place and a safer place for people?
It's a toy!
It's a damn potato,
y'all. They're
not making
the world anything.
It's
a potato. They're making plastic that's, like, you know, goes to garbage island. I mean, maybe they could do some recycled plastic for their toys. That would be a better thing. You could get excited and animated about that issue. But it's a toy.
It's a potato.
It's got no gender.
It's a potato. I can't. I just,
okay,
like...
can I tell you, though, here's what's so frustrating about this story.
Tell me.
In addition to all the things that you've already said, it's that the media, in covering this story, got this story wrong, mm-hmm. such that everybody ran to their corners and got all up in arms about it, because it took me like three paying attention moments.
Which is, that's a lot for Bradley.
I don't have a lot of those in a day. Like, you know, it took me multiple times to, like, kind of see the story out of the corner of my eye to figure out what was actually going on. Because at first, you would have thought that they were saying, they're now creating packages of, you know, gay potato head marriages.
Right.
Like, you can get the gay potato marriage toy. Like, where it's two dads, or, you know, two moms, or, like, whatever. Which, like... okay, why not, right?
Right.
But no, it wasn't even that story. It was literally they just took off the Mr. and the Mrs.
So all the same pieces are there.
All the same pieces. You can still, I mean, but because of the way the media works, mm-hmm. it's like catnip. It's mm-hmm. like porn. It's mm-hmm. like, it's like fast food. It's like potato chips, right? It's just...
once you pop, you can't stop.
People just want to react to the thing that they're predisposed to react to, like it's the woke thing, or it's the
right
people who are worried about the woke thing, or it's the, you know, so it's just like, no, you guys, it's just, and
well, everybody's read their, like, talking points.
We're
and
just this- selling toys.
Right. Everybody's read their talking points and is regurgitating their talking points, and nobody has actually read the story, nor have, I mean, like, yeah, as I've said,
he,
you know,
stores his body parts in his butt.
Yeah. It's a toy.
Right? Isn't there like a flap on the back where you put all the toys in?
Yeah. Do they all come with that? My potato head didn't have a butt flap.
I don't know.
Mine did.
Was yours the deluxe version? I don't think.
No. We had the backdoor team on Mr. Potato Head.
Potato Head. I don't think I actually had a potato head now that I'm thinking about it.
Probably had a Mr. Potato Head or a Mrs. Potato Head, but now you're just going to get yourself a potato head, and you're going to be fine, and your kids are going to be fine, and ain't nothing.
It doesn't matter, y'all. It's
and
okay.
And I hope somebody does create, like, the gayest potato head. Or like the, like you, like whatever potato head, whatever you see yourself in as a potato head, go for it.
But see, that's the thing. That's what they're trying to say is, like, you can make MYO potato head.
Yeah. They're giving you those tools without giving you the words because the words are irrelevant because it's a toy.
Because when I was little, when I played with a potato, I must have played with a potato head at some point because I would just put any old thing on there. It didn't matter. Right. So mm-hmm. like I had the high heels and a mustache, and I didn't think anything of it. I was just putting them
like,
a potato head.
That's Satan did that.
Right, like nobody came into the room and was like, we're really worried about her. She's been
mixing
up her potato.
She keeps putting a mustache on the potato head.
She's been mixing up her potato head parts. No. I think sometimes I would try to put like the legs in the eyeball sockets, right? Like you always did dumb stuff like that.
Yeah, well.
Because you're a kid. And who
look
cares?
Look at the way you turned out.
And it's, we don't
it's Friday
today, and
it's Friday
we're not anyway take a seat. Piers Morgan and everybody else.
He's just he's a troll. He is
a troll, but there are plenty of you that got all up in arms. And now I'm all up in arms because you were all up in arms.
Yeah, which is why I'm not over on that Facebook very often.
Everybody sit down.
Because you all have got way too much time on your hands.
Sit down. Sit down.
Take a deep breath, everyone.
It's not a big deal. You're going to survive the great potato head crisis of 2021. Chill.
I just wonder, someday I'm going to go read up on like where the potato head came from.
Oh, I think it was like I'm not going to try to tell you the story because, okay, I will tell you the story. The brainchild of Brooklyn inventor George Lerner, who came up with the idea
that it was originally for the potato.
It was for an actual potato. Yeah. But it wasn't just potato. It was like all fruits and vegetables. So he just made the face parts. Well,
that's revolutionary and that's dangerous. All potatoes or all vegetables? No.
No, no.
No. Mm-mm. We're not going to do that.
Yeah, so he made the first set of silly face parts and sold the idea to a cereal company, which gave out the plastic parts in a box as a promotion. And then he met the Hassenfeld brothers, who went on to rebrand as Hasbro. And they bought the rights from that cereal company for $7,000. And then they're the ones that made the actual potato. But can I just tell you, if you want to have nightmares for your whole entire life, watch the old videos of the actual potatoes.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Super.
My favorite.
Frightening.
Favorite of all time is in German, Mr. Potato Head.
Yeah.
Herr Kartoffelkopf.
Oh, that's cute.
Herr Kartoffelkopf. Okay.
Thank you for that.
Thank you, Piers Morgan, for being a D-bag.
Yeah, thank you. Because who's your D-bag?
That allowed you to get it out of your system.
Thank you.
Kelly Ripa and Mark Consuelos.
Oh, no, hold on.
Frequent flyers. You want to know why? Can you just guess why? Like in terms
probably
of like
because
the topic.
She's doing some kind of like sexy post about her hot husband. We got to do something about that ding. It's not celebratory enough. That'll do.
For now, that's going to have to do. Okay. Until Holly gets back.
And fixes
she's
your
on ding.
Ding
duty.
She has to fix your ding.
Yeah. Hey, Holly, my ding's broken.
I got a faulty ding.
Rather have a dong. Okay, let's go to the story is that Kelly Ripa is flirting with Mark Consuelos on social media, but it's where and why. You guys, this is so like, this is that couple in the hot tub.
Oh,
that Saturday Night Live sketch.
I love.
So you know that Kelly Ripa has no problem flirting with her husband, Mark Consuelos, on Instagram. And on a post recently, celebrating the 18th birthday of their child, the following happened. Mark Consuelos himself took to Instagram to wish his 18-year-old son a happy birthday with a carousel of photos and said, "Happy 18th birthday, Kino. Kelly Ripa, our little guy is all grown up. We love you, Joaquin." And then Kelly responded to the birthday post for their 18-year-old son.
I'm like, feel like, okay, go on.
Quote, "You know what?
Oh gosh, I can't. I know.
Making him was so much fun."
Oh gosh.
Oh,
hashtag.
Poor kid.
Oh. Hashtag made in Montreal.
No, mom.
No.
Mom.
What are you doing?
No, thank you. Ew. Oh, that's grody. Oh, yeah.
On your 18th birthday.
No, that's the worst.
Like you're like sex trolling your kid.
So what did you get for your birthday? I don't know. I found out where my mom and dad made me.
No. What? You know, I'm not going to say it. That was a like, bridge too
why,
far.
What?
I was going to say, they seem like the kind of couple that like do it out in the open and the kids like probably have walked in on them a thousand times.
And then they'll be like, it's natural.
Yeah. What? This is how we express our love.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm. No, no.
We're not judging. We're just from the Midwest. It's what we don't allow
that. No, I'm actually judging. I feel like you don't. No. I'm judging.
I don't know. French people, they have different. They let their kids
drink. Are they French?
No.
Yeah.
No, but my point
you're
is.
You're being too nice.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, you're not your normal, like,
you're wrong.
Dive deep cobra. Like, let's hear this. Get deep here, buddy. You know? Like,
well, again, like, nobody wants to see their mom talk about the sex they had?
No.
Hashtag made him much. You know what? Making him was so much fun.
Okay, like, no.
Hey. Oh, God.
Now, that's something you might tell, like, your friends out of the ear range of your children.
True.
But my mother tries to hold my hand, and I don't like it. Like, my mom tries to kiss me on the lips. I don't like it. Like, there is just a natural...
Well, you're supposed to do that. That's what teenagers do.
Yes! Like, teenagers
from teenage years on, they're doing exactly what they're supposed to be doing when they do that thing where they roll their eyes at everything you say.
Yeah.
I know this because I have a teenager, and I am the dumbest person in the world to him, and it's like... Listen, it's like pulling teeth to get him to say, I love you back.
Yeah. Or like when you're in the room and you're watching a movie and they're like boobs or something, you know, like with your parents.
Yeah, that's gross.
I'm mm-hmm. just saying like, you there are certain things you don't want around your parents.
No.
My dad always told me there are certain stories I don't need to know. Like I'd come home from college and I'd have all these things. He'd be like, Grant, there's certain things that I don't need to know.
It's true.
You know, and same for me. There's things I don't need to know about
exactly.
them.
Exactly. We all have our private pieces of ourselves and our bodies.
Our
and we
pieces.
Just keep them private.
I do have my ourselves. Private piece. Do you remember that commercial? It's actually, you don't have to remember it. I think it's still probably a commercial that happens where the daughter is like, did you bring
I mean, I don't watch commercials.
And the husband is like, what? And she's like, or actually, she's the wife. He's the son.
Okay.
And she's like, and they're in like the live, like they're in the kitchen. The parents are in the living room. And she's like, did you bring the condoms? And he's like, what? Did I what? And all of a sudden the dad goes, did you bring the condoms? And she's just like, oh.
I don't think I've seen that
right?
commercial.
Right? Like you just don't want to have that moment.
No, we don't have that talk. Ish. Making him was fun too.
Ew.
Oh, it's
Hashtag made in Montreal.
Yeah, Montreal.
Have your parents ever told you where they had you?
No, ishy. But I did go to school with somebody who was named after the place where they were conceived.
No.
And I feel like that's a thing. Actually, two people. And you know, I'm just going to say it. You know, if you know somebody who's named after a location, that's what they're named for. I just want everybody to know that. And I'm sorry if you are just, if your name...
So like somebody's Detroit.
If your name is Detroit and you are just realizing that you're named that because your parents made you there, I'm sorry.
Your name is like Holiday Inn.
Yeah. Or like, I don't know.
Chevy.
Like Central Park. If your name is, you know,
Chevrolet.
Whatever.
Chevrolet. Can you imagine?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Chevy.
Yeah. Oh. There's a lot of kids named Bentley. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
When we return on the Colleen and Bradley show, oh man, I think that this, we might have set a record this week of calling ourselves the Gooper Scoopers. We got another Gooper Scooper story. Gwyneth Paltrow after this on My Talk 107.1. Oh, Bradley, I got to be honest. This is just going to be an extension of the Gooper Scooper throughout the entire week because she's talking and she's saying more things and we're learning more about the things she's saying on the Colleen and Bradley show.
Excited.
My Talk 107.1 streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer. And whenever we talk about Gwyneth Paltrow, Goop herself, we call ourselves the Gooper Scoopers.
Here come the Gooper Scoopers. They are gonna find you stuff that's dumb on Goop.
Goopa Scoopa, Goopa Scoopa.
That's just what they do.
Goopa Scoopa, Goopa Scoopa.
Because there's always stupid stuff on Goop.
What did that crazy Gwyneth say this time?
Because you know that you guys all really wanted to know about COVID through the eyes of Gwyneth Paltrow. She was on the latest episode of The Art of Being Well. We've talked about this with, who's that? Who hosts that podcast?
Dr. Will Cole, functional medicine practitioner.
Who also has his own Google alert set so that whenever his name pops up in the media, he can respond to you.
That's why we no longer put his name in the
Because we don't want to hear from him. We don't really care.
Because I don't want to deal with that.
Thank you. Okay, so she's on the podcast, The Art of Being Well, with Dr. Will Cole, and she laments about how difficult it has been for her to manage and maintain her weight.
Oh.
Everybody, and I want you to know why it is.
Why?
It's because of COVID-19.
Oh, okay.
But there's an answer. Do you know what the answer is?
Let me guess. Does it involve some sort of herbal supplement?
No, but if you remember what we talked about yesterday or 2 days ago in the Gooper Scoopers, there is an answer. It's
intuitive fasting.
Correct.
Oh, because Will Cole has a book.
Exactly. Dr.
Published
Will
by Gwyneth Paltrow.
Intuitive fasting has been the thing that has gotten her back to herself after her long haul with COVID-19. Now, the thing that just like absolutely, what's the word?
Chaps your hide.
Yeah, about her talking about this experience is that if you followed the news and science and COVID-19 at all, you know that there are people who have significant long haul situations.
Yeah, they call them long haulers.
Yeah. I mean, people are still very sick after no longer having COVID-19. They have all kinds of after effects. And from what I can tell, one of the things that was the most upsetting to Gwyneth was that she gained 11 pounds and she really had a hard time snapping back to her previous self. Now, when I hear her talk like this, like, I don't actually care because I'm not paying attention. I'm not the audience for this. But I do imagine people who suffer from long haulers after having COVID-19 who are desperate for some answers, who are looking for a voice, who are looking for somebody who has tried something that might work for them. And I think if they Google long haul symptoms, COVID-19, and this Gwyneth Paltrow article or story or podcast pops up, and it basically is a hotbed of lies that she's using to just peddle her own stuff, it just sickens me. Like that. So, sorry, it's kind of a D-bag double down, I guess.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, I don't know that the inability to lose 11 pounds is the thing that is debilitating.
Yeah, it also seems like, I mean, welcome to the pandemic. We've all put on probably at least 11 pounds.
Right.
Or like, you know, natural weight fluctuation is not indicative of anything. I mean, it's indicative of many things, potentially. Yeah. So to just sort of like tell us about your anecdotal experience and how you anecdotally were able to overcome this based on a book that, oh, by the way, you're paying
someone
to write,
right,
and then making money off of the publication of, like, that, like, I'm not stupid. Like, thanks for the interesting story. Like, you know, like, we all have people in our lives who've been through, you know, roller coasters over the last year, including ourselves. But I'm saying, like, I'm interested in those people's stories and like, oh, that's fascinating how they've responded to the last year, or maybe some of them have been sick and how they've, you know, had to deal with being sick and all of those things. But there is no silver bullet. Like, you're not going to buy this book and, you know, magically be healed of all sorts of things. Will it help you? I don't know. Maybe. This is like, the problem is that it's dangerous, right? Like, I thought about this earlier today because we talked about it yesterday. The thing about Gwyneth Paltrow that's so frustrating is not the things she's talking about. It's the fact that she's not being honest with people about what she's talking about.
Right.
And the fact that she's making money off of it.
Right. So explain that further. Like, when you say that.
So I really enjoy learning about different ways to be healthy.
Yeah.
Because there are a lot of things. It's not black and white. It's right. Like, there's science, which is important to follow. So, like, if you're doing something that's not healthy, that's dangerous, then, you know, you got to be careful. But, like, you know, meditation, breathing, you know, eating healthy, that is a overly loaded and complicated term, but trying to be and eat better, those are all great things.
Can I also go ahead.
But, well, I just wanted to say, but the thing that's frustrating is to then imply that that can cure disease renders all of your advice now suspect, such that people will run away from all of the, you like to drink bone broth? Well, then you're just one of them crazy Gwyneth Paltrow people. No, maybe I just like the way that it tastes and it, you
Or, and maybe it does make you feel good. And maybe you've done some research that is compelling to you that makes you feel like you're making the good choices that are right for you and your experience of the world.
But I'm willing to be open about that in a way that she is making it harder for other people to be open to if they are not, you know, if they think she's just lying to them to sell books.
Right. The other thing, the other piece I wanted to say about science, I was thinking about this morning too, right? Like, there's this, there's a lot of conversations right now about science and what science says and what science is. And there's a misconception that science is stagnant, that science is black and
there's
white.
Science and then not science.
Right. Like, or that you arrive at the science and then, and then it stays there. It doesn't. Science changes.
This information changed, so science is bad.
Right, no, science is still good. That's what science does. Science moves and breathes and changes.
Unlike us, science is willing to grow.
Yes. Thank you. But science is definitely a thing, and this is not science. Like, what Gwyneth is doing is not science.
Or she'll use a thin amount of science to sell some stuff.
Right.
And it's like, you have to be very careful with that, because if you're wrong, that takes away people's confidence in all of that stuff. That's why we talked about this yesterday. That's why it's so hard to get people to believe that vaccines are healthy and important for and save lives, because there have been all these examples where people have, you know, pretended to do science, and then it turns out the science was faulty, and that makes people mistrust science. So, do better, Gwyneth Paltrow. Thank you.
Yeah, do better for the world. When we return on the Colleen and Bradley Show, this will be fun, okay? If you could live in your dream house, what would be the one thing that would make it your dream house? Mm. Like, what is the one thing that makes something your dream house? 651-641-1071. We'll take your calls after this on My Talk 1071.